Charlie Ornstein is senior reporter with the news outlet ProPublica, which specializes in investigative reporting. Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tanya, for having me.
Your new report provides tools for tracking how doctors and other healthcare providers bill Medicare. So the thought is that if the government did a better job of analyzing the data, that's a way to kind of root out fraud and abuse. So what can you tell from the way that a doctor charges for office visits?
It's sort of interesting to look and see how much money a doctor earns from Medicare in the course of a given year. But for me, as a patient and somebody helping relatives choose their doctors, I think it's far more interesting to look at whether or not these doctors practice medicine in a way that's responsible, in a way that's like their peers, or if they're choosing services and tests and procedures that others are not choosing. And if they are, I'd want to know why that is.
What are some of the medically reasonable reasons that a doctor might look like an outlier compared to other physicians or healthcare providers?
Some do indeed treat more complex patients. Some work in impoverished communities with people who have greater health problems. And some have more experience in the field and receive referrals from other doctors for complicated health conditions. But that said, I think if you talk to most doctors, many will tell you that their patients are sicker than other doctors. But not every doctor can have sicker patients than every other doctor.
I think there's a term that we're going to hear a lot around your report called upcoding. Can you define that for us?
Sure. Upcoding is when a doctor will bill for a certain procedure that they didn't necessarily deliver. So they will bill at a higher level than the service that they performed.
So the cost of analyzing big data sets has gotten less expensive, but do we know if the government spends more, if they shine a brighter light, look more closely at billing patterns? Is that a good way to spend money?
Well, Medicare has been criticized for years for not using its own data. One of the questions that we've raised is we're finding doctors who are sort of extreme outliers, so look very, very different from their peers. And we talk to them and they say Medicare has never contacted them. If taxpayers are spending hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on a single provider whose patterns are unusual, is there the right tools and the right staff and the right sort of priorities there to identify those folks and ask them some questions?
So you've created an online tool that lets consumers look up their own doctor and find out about his or her billing practices. If I log on, what can I learn?
When you go to our treatment tracker, I think one of the things you're going to find is information that helps put your doctor in context. We're trying to help you understand, is your doctor providing more services per patient than other doctors in that same specialty?
So putting money aside, can billing patterns be maybe an indicator that you're being overtreated or a worry about the quality of the care that you're getting?
Overtreatment is a huge concern. And I think generally patients think the more healthcare, the better. But a lot of research has shown that that's just not the case, that you don't necessarily want to get every test and every treatment and every procedure. There are risks associated with those too.
So if I discover that my doctor is practicing differently than his peers, what's my next step?
Patients within a year or two are going to have so much in the way of tools at their disposal to help evaluate their doctors and to help them make decisions. And that's what's really exciting about this. And it's also scary. You're now going to actually have some empirical data to help you determine if the doctor you're going to is similar to others. And if not, then you're faced with choices on whether or not you want to switch doctors.